This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Brought to you by FeedWorks USA, supplier of Agilin Ruminant, the only feed additive certified to improve feed efficiency and reduce enteric methane. Learn more at theagilinstory.com.
Welcome to today's Feed Forum. And our topic is the impact of the Ukraine-Russian in terms on dairy farms here in the U.S. We're well aware of the activity that's going on over there in the Ukraine and Russia, but one thing to think about is the export market, realizing that Ukraine exports about 17% of the corn in the world at this point. The U.S. exports about 30% of their corn. On the wheat side of the equation, Ukraine exports 12% of the wheat, and Russia exports about 17% of the wheat. And of course, we've had a fairly low wheat yield last year in the United States because of drought stress. So certainly there's going to be great competitions for some of these feedstocks for both livestock and for human consumption as well. Another factor, of course, is the cost of grains and feeds go up. We're well aware of that. It was happening even before the activity there. And so we see our corn silage is going up from, say, $35 to $65 a ton. Corn is up to $7.50 a bushel, a really high number there. Soybean meal approaching $500 a ton. Some of the inert fat products have doubled in cost, as high as $2,000 a ton here. And, of course, some of the bypass proteins follow the soybean meal lead as well. So certainly, we were looking at 13 cents per pound of dry matter. We just reworked our budgets, Bill, and now we're looking at 16 cents per pound of dry matter. And that's a significant increase. When you think 3 cents per pound of dry matter and the average cow eats 50 pounds of dry matter, that's an extra dollar and a half. Another question, of course, is with the planting intentions, and we've heard a little bit about that. We'll know more once the seeders get in the field. But corn looks like acreage is going to drop about 4%. Soybean acreage is going to go up 4%. Some of that has to do with the cost of fertilizer and investment costs. Cotton is going to go up 9%, which may have some impact on fuzzy cotton seed prices. And wheat also going to go up a little bit in production here. The latest figure I saw was 9%. That includes winter wheat and the spring wheats as well. So, but what are some of the strategies here our farmers are going to look at? Well, first of all, because of these higher feed costs, the break-even price, in other words, how much milk do I need to cover all my costs on the farm, that is up to about 48 pounds of milk. And several years ago, it was down around 25 pounds. The cost of keeping that cow on the farm has increased as well. Some of that, of course, is due to fuel costs, feed costs, and energy costs on the farm. Forage quality is going to be a real factor. First, we can probably feed more of it if it's high quality and maintain our high levels of milk production here as well in the feeding program. So our take-home messages are that certainly milk prices are looking quite favorable right now, reaching $24 a hundred for Holstein milk. Jersey milk is going over $30 a hundred here. Feed prices are going to remain high. It looks like the cost is going to be somewhere around $10 feed cost per cow per day. So you can see that really squeezes the margin a little bit. And the real key here is going to be forages. And we're coming right into the forage season right now. Well, that completes our program for today. Thanks. Have a great one.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Feed Forum Friday brought to you by FeedWorks USA, supplier of Agilin Ruminant, the only feed additive certified to improve feed efficiency and reduce enteric methane. Learn more at theagilinstory.com.
People will say dairy farmers should help the planet. We say help yourself first. Introducing Agilin Ruminant from FeedWorks USA, the first and only product certified to improve feed efficiency while reducing enteric methane. Research shows a gain of 50 cents to more than 70 cents per cow per day for the cost of about a nickel per day. That's a return on investment of up to 14 to 1. Proven profits for you while having a positive impact on the environment. It's a win-win. More than 1.5 million dairy cows worldwide are fed Agilin Ruminant. Learn more at theagilinstory.com.
Dairy Radio Now, also brought to you by Clarifly Larvicide, where you get more than just a fly control product. You get more expertise and control to prevent the emergence of flies from the manure of treated cattle. Contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com to learn more. Well, the dairy industry got a boatload of market-driving information this past week. Another big drop in the GDT, insight into where U.S. milk production is headed in the March milk production report, and also the drop in Chinese dairy imports in March. High Ground Dairy's Lucas Feast talking all about it with Lee Milkey on Monday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.